Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition. Corey and I have a really great show, in our opinion, lined up for you. We're going to go straight to the Middle East here in segment one. We have a gentleman who is very active on our blog. He is a Frenchman, and if I'm not mistaken, Christian. And I only say that because we are going to be talking about the Middle East, and you've got some pretty different opinions from different folks who have different religious beliefs. This gentleman lives in the Middle East. His name is Lauren Patrick Gallet. I have the utmost respect for Lauren, as does Corey. We heard an interesting speech on Monday, Lauren, from Benjamin Netanyahu, basically throwing out the gauntlet, for lack of better terms. There is a wide divergence of opinion on what he had to say, at least here in the United States. Talked a lot about the potential danger that Iran is posing from a WMD standpoint. What are your feelings about that in general?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me once again. Well, for me, I have very simple thoughts about this. I think it's just fear-mongering, as usual, from his part. As Prime Minister of Israel, he doesn't like to have powerful countries around him. For good or bad reason, he feels threatened by other countries around him that could be strong, and he doesn't like it. And he would find any excuse, real or fabricated, in order to justify his position and ask his allies in Washington to help him and help his country deal with what he considers a threat. The only thing I would like to say is that we've heard this for many, many years. And from an American standpoint, I said that to some people around me. I said, I've heard this thing about Iran from the U.S. standpoint for many years. And in my view, if the U.S. really had been serious about tackling the Iranian issue from a military angle, I think you would have seen that long time ago already. So the fact that this hasn't happened tells me that maybe from a military standpoint, once in a while the U.S. might tough talk, but doesn't really want to walk the walk. And I also know that it's been a long time since we haven't had a tough military rhetoric coming out of Washington. Yeah. And that maybe bothers Mr. Netanyahu.
Now, Lauren, my biggest concern, if the U.S. were to get involved with any sort of the conflict down there and send any sort of military presence over into the Middle East, is that there really is no end game in my mind, which is my biggest concern. Do you see any sort of an end game, or do you understand kind of what I'm getting at there?
Well, the first thing I have to note is that, first of all, there are already many U.S. troops in the Middle East, be they on the sea with a fleet that is stationed outside of Bahrain, or ground troops, be they in Iraq, in the UAE, in Qatar. That's for the official part. I don't know if there are official ones in Saudi Arabia. I'm not sure about that. There might be some in Kuwait as well. So there are already some troops operating, again, in the Middle East, be they on the sea or on the ground. The question is, what do you want to do in Iran? I mean, it's a huge country. You already stretched pretty much all over the world with 200 bases. Your headcounts in the army are supposed to go down in the next few years. So what are you going to do? You're going to send, what, 50,000, 100,000, 150,000, 200,000 soldiers in Iran, assuming you do something to the country, you want to stabilize that and change the regime? I don't think this is going to happen. And again, I think that nothing has a military standpoint over the past few years for a good reason. And if the U.S. for some reason wanted to do something, that would have done something already.
I would have to agree with what you're saying. You know, I am a bit of a humanitarian. I'm a big bleeding heart, if you want to know the truth. The problem in the Middle East, in my opinion, is huge. And I don't think it is necessarily the fault of either side. I don't think it's the fault of the Israelis. I don't think it's the fault of the Islamic folks. And the reason I say that is because the situation in the Middle East resulted from a very poorly thought out action that occurred starting in the early part of the 20th century, culminated in 1949 with Harry Truman, our president at the time, recognizing Israel as an independent state. And the fact of the matter is, both sides have a real right, in my opinion, to be angry. Israel didn't steal any land from anybody. They were basically placed there by the French, the British, and the Americans. And the other side, when you look at the Islamic folks, they view this whole situation as somebody coming in and stealing their land. Both of those factions are essentially correct. The United States, the French, and the English are the ones to blame, and they need to fix it.
You know, I send you a link to a long interview from Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, which occurred in 2007. And what he was saying is exactly what you're saying. He said, when he was asked about the Shoah and everything, he said, look, if the Shoah occurred in Europe, why does the solution have to be on Palestinian ground? If the Shoah occurred in Europe, why doesn't the correction of the Shoah happen on European land? Why does it have to be in Palestine? And I think that from his perspective, he had a very decent point. And from the logic of some Palestinian people that I might come across in the Middle East, I think it's a valid point as well. Because from them, they had a land, and from one day to another, they had to leave their land.
Sure.
Plain simple.
Sure. I agree 100%. The only people over there that I have no sympathy for, because, and I don't understand them, okay? I have read portions of the Quran. I'm involved in various discussion groups up in our neck of the woods where we talk about Islam. We've got some very, very bright people. I know a guy who has a PhD in Middle Eastern history from Stanford. He taught at Stanford for a while. Very interesting guy. But I got to tell you, I simply do not understand the extreme jihadists, and I guess to call them by the correct term, the extreme Islamic folks who are very, very enthusiastic jihadists, I think they're nuts. But I can tell you there are an awful lot of nutty people in any religion you want to take a look at.
They have their own logic, and some of us will call them nuts or terrorists or whatever, barbarians, whatever the name. Some of us might understand them, who knows. But what I got to say, and this is something I try to enforce on the blog, is that these people, and by far, are not a majority. And there are many Muslims who really despise the actions of these people. Religious Muslims, not so religious Muslims, not so practicant, Muslims who don't practice so much, and even religious authorities within Islam that condemns what is being preached by these guys and what is being done by these people. And this is something that we should always keep in mind. Don't put the blame on any religion. There are just people doing things, whether it's Christianity, in Hinduism, or Islam. At the end of the day, there are people doing things, and what they do might not be exactly in line with the books of their respective religions.
Now, Laurent, what I always find interesting when talking about and just watching how these conflicts progress is how other countries, in terms of economies and markets, are affected. What's your take on the aspect of if this situation does continue to escalate and potentially the U.S. does start to get involved, how does this trickle over and almost have a contagion effect, in your opinion, to other markets?
Well, that's a $1 trillion question, I guess. I like to look at things from a supply and demand perspective and the marginal cost of production, whether it's precious metals, whether it's natural resources, whether it's any kind of commodity or any product from any company. So how could that trickle? Well, you could have maybe spike in oil prices in case there's disruption of production, disruption of supply. You could have maybe if price stay long for a long time, some supply that have to be taken offline in the U.S. And some people will say, well, even if it gets taken offline, it can be put back online thanks to technology now quite swiftly. I think there are less geopolitical risk in the Middle East than what people want to say in the media. That's my personal view. I might be, call me naive maybe, but I really try to assess the situation. I think there are less geopolitical risk in the Middle East and coming from the Middle East on what is being analyzed in the media.
You know, I got to tell you, Lauren, it's really great to have an opinion from somebody who actually is boots on the ground, as they say, in the Middle East.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Your week.
weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, Mr. Gallet is one of the most interesting people who I have met. I don't know about you, Corey, but that I've met in an awful long time, and it is really fascinating to get what I would call boots on the ground interviews with people like that when they're living in an area as certainly as volatile as the Middle East is. Coming back to North America, we are chatting right now with Chris Morrow, Miraculous. Miraculous came out with a very, very positive press release just a couple of days ago, specifically on Thursday, March 5th. The press release was entitled Miraculous Reports on Positive Results as the first pharmacy pilot for the Scout DS Diabetes Screening Kiosk nears completion. The reason that to Corey and I this is very significant is we have been working with Miraculous now since December. We told them at the outset that the story sounded really good, but we needed some proof in the pudding for our listeners. This is, in my opinion anyway, starting to show that the proof in the pudding is starting to come. Talk about the press release, Chris, would you?
Sure, Al, thanks. Well, the press release really details the results of the first pilot that we've run in a 11-store pharmacy chain up here in Canada. And what we're trying to do in this pilot is prove out our business model for the pharmacy segment. We're not testing the Scout. We know the Scout works. There's over 15,000 people that have been tested. What we're trying to do is really look at a unique approach to monetizing the Scout without having to rely on the government healthcare system up in Canada to pay for the test. And that unique approach is trying to offer the screening test through pharmacy, where the pharmacy can realize a return on investment for providing that test as a value-added service to its customers. And right off the bat, at the beginning of the news release, we're very clear about the most important part of this the kiosk and pilot, and that's identifying people who are type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. Now, our device is only a risk assessment, but it does have an 80% sensitivity. And so in looking at the numbers, we tested over 350 people so far to date, and we're hoping to wrap this pilot up by the end of next week. And we've identified through the Scout 10% of that group as being highly elevated for markers that the Scout is scanning for. And of course, the message to these customers is to now go to see your physician and have your blood confirmatory test done. We also identified 31% as being pre-diabetic. Now, these numbers are higher than the national averages, but that's expected because this is an enriched population, meaning about 5% of the total population are pre-diabetic and don't know it, but we have identified 10%. But people coming into the pharmacy, they may be picking up prescriptions, they may be suffering from other conditions, and so we call it an enriched population. But that's even more interesting for that pharmacy because if they identify a type 2 diabetic patient and if that patient comes back and starts to utilize that pharmacy for their prescription needs, their glucometer, test strips, and all of the other ancillary support that a diabetic patient needs, that's a very valuable customer to that pharmacy. So this is just one example. We've also been very pleased to see that while people are getting the Scout test, they're very happy to do a survey. And we've been surveying the customers and reporting some very interesting data too. A significant population that were tested said they would be very interested, 56%, in learning about a dietary counseling program. We identified percentage of the population or that were tested that were smokers. They could be offered some sort of a smoking cessation program and so on. So it's a we're testing out our business case for the pharmacy segment. We do expect to run a number of additional pilots, and once that data is in, we're going to finalize our business model and start seeking distribution in this important segment.
Chris, I personally was very interested and excited to see how this trial worked out in these pharmacies, because personally I see the Scout fitting perfectly into pretty much every pharmacy out there right beside those blood pressure tests. And I was just hoping you could maybe run our audience through visually what it looks like and the experience for the user in terms of how it helps to promote some of the other services offered by the pharmacy, because I believe this is what the pharmacy is most interested in.
Well, one of the key components, visually, think about walking into your pharmacy. There's a kiosk, an area where we've got a counter. We've got the Scout device. And for people that haven't been on our website, the Scout device is about the size of a printer, your home desktop printer. And a customer sits down and they remove their jacket. We have to expose their left arm. They place it on the Scout device. We get some information from them, particularly their age. They sign a consent form and the test starts. It's only 90 seconds. We made it really easy for them to answer some survey questions. We've got an iPad, and we're working with a company that's called Tap Survey. The iPad's right in front of them, and they can answer the questions that we're asking while they're getting their Scout test done. So it's a combination of interaction with an operator. We have a trained operator that's managing the Scout device, explaining what the test results mean and what that customer or patient should be doing after, depending on their results. And then it's a combination of the following up on the data and working with the pharmacy team. As an example, if somebody's elevated, we ask them if you would like the pharmacist to communicate with their physician the results of the test to help encourage them to go and get their blood work done. That's just one example. So it's a partnership with the Scout kiosk, the Scout operator, the pharmacy team, in trying to drive value for the pharmacy and offering this important screening service to the public.
Well, obviously, it's a very important service to the public. There's no question about that. You know, I can't tell you how many friends of mine, for example, have been alerted to the problem that they have high blood pressure because of the monitoring devices that monitor that's found in the various drugstores around the United States. I am very, very optimistic, quite frankly, about Miraculins, because I think the potential is truly there. Nothing happens overnight, as we in this business certainly realize. But Chris, I got to tell you, I'm glad to see that you guys are on the track of getting this thing into the stores, showing the stores that it's advantageous for them, explaining to the various people who take the tests how it's advantageous for them. I mean, I got to tell you, we were introduced to this company back in early December, and I thought it was a huge, huge breakthrough. And I know that Doc felt the same way. Doc did some due diligence on this. It's something that I think really, really has potential. I'm not saying this for any reason other than I believe it to be true. Corey, you got the final word, bud.
Well, I'm just excited to see what comes next from Miraculins, because clearly the Scout has now been introduced to a number of people with very positive results. And I think that as the company moves forward, and hopefully we can see some more of these trials and see some more just positive results and just gaining acceptance, because in a new product and kind of a new idea, that's all we need, because clearly it works, and now we just need to see who adopts it first. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with some more commentary on the market.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We are chatting right now with Dan Oliver. We're going to talk a couple segments with Dan. Finance and politics. We're going to start out with the talking about finance a little bit. Dan, as we recorded this on Friday, all of the markets were down. Conventional markets were down. The only thing that was up really was the dollar, U.S. dollar. Okay, metals were down, the conventionals were down, and the energy sector was down. Seems kind of strange to me. What's your take on that?
Yeah, it's not just the dollar's up. I mean, it's the dollar screaming higher. And, you know, I think the market is terrified that the Fed is going to raise rates. I mean, the rates have been zero or reading negative since the financial crisis. And that has caused a huge carry trade to develop. And people have been borrowing dollars hand over fist because it's essentially free money. I mean, you borrow it and you get buy stuff and stuff goes up. I was actually shocked yesterday. I don't know if you saw CNBC had a segment on car loans, and I think I've written about talking before this really, really backwater of loan industry, so subprime auto loans, where people buy cars, they simply can't afford, and they buy them with this debt that lasts 7 or 8 years. I mean, so you buy this rapidly depreciating asset, you get into an accident, something happens, you got to keep paying your loan payments. So it's very, very pernicious, especially for the lower parts of society that can at least afford not just the loan payments, but the risks that go along with them. But one of their segments was talking about how if you have a car and you don't have a loan on it, what you should do is run out, get a 7-year loan on your car and throw it into the market under the theory that the car loan rates, if you have good credit, are only 3-4%. but they're more like 20% for subprime people. But if you're good credit, 3%, and you know, will probably make more than that in the market. And this to me is, it's sort of evidence of the really end stages of a financial bubble, right? When every single asset in the economy is being levered up and thrown in the equity markets, and you know, prices went crazy. I was just rereading the history of John Law in France, which is fascinating. If you don't know that story, it would behoove you to learn about it. It was the first great equity bubble in the world. And it was the same thing. You see people levering up their houses and everything they own to buy shares in the stock market. And when it crashed, of course, you lose all your assets because now you have the loan that you took out. But the thing you bought, the stock market has gone down, so the capital is gone, essentially. And then you can't make your payments, and someone takes your car. And then I guess you're on a moped like in Asia and places like that. So yeah, I think when you start seeing transactions, like people, professionals on television telling you to do these absolutely insane things, I think it probably tells you that the end is near. But anyway, to your question, you know, all those loans, right, in aggregate represent a huge demand for dollars. And so when the Fed raises rates, if they raise rates, what will happen is the demand for dollars goes berserk. And that's true for subprime borrowers. It's true for people who levered up their car to get into the market. It's true for foreigners who borrowed dollars. I mean, look what's happened in Eastern Europe. All those countries there borrowed money to buy houses in Swiss franc terms, for example. Because interest rates were lower. Well, that's fine, except for local currencies now in Eastern Europe are plunging. And so, the nominal rate is very low, but the real rate is tremendously high. And that's what happens. And so, I think all the assets people own with that debt, which, you know, primarily is equity and high yield bonds and things like that, get thrown by the wayside. And people have to raise cash so they don't get foreclosed on.
Dan, first, to your point about people leveraging up their cars, it just reminds me of the time when the housing boom and the housing crisis, when all you would hear on the radio is leverage as much as you can, buy as much as you can, because you're going to make money. It's a guarantee. Unfortunately, we all know how that turned out. And if we keep on going down that road, I think the end game is obviously just another collapse and complete run to safety. But that being said, the U.S., the markets, the dollar, it's all continuing to be looked at as almost a safe haven play. And we all know that markets, in essence, really can't be an overall safe haven play. But right now, they definitely are. And I guess my question to you is, how will this mentality change, and how quickly can it change?
Yeah, I guess I see people talk about safe haven plays. I don't really see that. What I see is front running. In other words, sophisticated people see that this is where the next thing's going to happen, i.e. the demand for dollars is going to go shooting up, which happens in every financial crisis. It's almost the nature of the financial crisis. People lever up the dollars and they get paid back with interest and they don't have them. And so there's a short squeeze in dollars and dollars go crazy. So sophisticated players want to get in front of that and they want to buy the dollars before other people do. I met with one of my sources yesterday in one of the big banks that must go nameless, but I was surprised that not only did he, you know, say that it wasn't just a bubble in stocks, it was a bubble in everything, but everyone he worked with knew it too. So all the operators of these big banks, they've been through enough cycles, they get it, they know it's a bubble, but what you have to remember is that they don't have their capital at risk. They have their clients' capital at risk, or they're doing deals and are making huge cash flow off of the transactions that happen in the bubble. But they're not in the markets. They have all their money in a bank account and cash somewhere because they know that when the market melts down, that cash will be tremendously valuable. So they don't mind missing out personally on the stock market going up because they make so much money professionally on that. And when the market collapses, then they still have their nest egg safe and sound. So I don't think it's a safe haven play. I think it's a front-running play, and I think it's a short-squeeze play. And I do think that what will happen at some point is that something dramatic will happen. A bank will roll over, or the stock market will crash too hard, or something of that nature. I don't know what, but something like that will happen. And Janet Yellen has made it very, very clear that she is not going to preside over an unwinding of the banking system. She's a Keynesian. That's not what they do. So I think when that happens, then rate hikes will go off the table and you'll see more QE. But when that happens, when precisely the tipping point is where the Fed has to do an ignominious retreat, I don't know.
Well, I don't know what to say either, to be really honest with you. You know, I'm reading some articles about, for example, gold and the conventional markets right now. Things are not as rosy as they may appear. A dollar endgame long desired by gold investors. As central banks lose control, gold will soar. You know, here's the question, man: are central banks going to lose control?
Well, of course they are, right? I mean, the what's different about this bubble, I think, than previous bubbles, is that one of the reasons that all markets are in bubble right now is that central banks are doing it. Commercial banks, right, create money, right? You walk into the bank, you deposit $100, and they lend out 90 of those dollars to someone else an hour later for 10 years, and the guy who gets that money redeposits it, and they lend out more money, and so that $100 turns into $1,000 or $2,000. And that's the commercial banking system. When that unwinds, you get big crashes. What's happened this time is that the bubbly assets are actually sitting directly on the central bank's balance sheets, right? The central banks own these sovereign bonds. They own some of these funky CDO things and real estate bonds. My goodness, a lot of central banks like the Swiss National Bank actually own equities. So the point is that the bad assets now are no longer just on the commercial banking balance sheets. They're on the central bank's balance sheets, too. And so when they go down, when these crazy, crazy low rates for these spendthrift governments blow up, which, of course, they're going to at some point, I think that's when you see the central banks blow up, and that's when you will see the currencies collapse, right? And then what will happen is that prices will start going up, but different prices in different degrees. You'll see the prices of goods going crazy. You may not see the prices of assets going up all that much because they don't have to finance them. So it's not that when the dollar goes down by half one day because there's a devaluation that the stock market doubles. The stock market might go up 10%, but rice prices might go up 80%. It's more chaotic.
Yeah, it is chaotic right now. Listen, we're going to take a real quick break here. We're going to be right back with Dan Oliver and Glenn Downs. Going to talk a little politics.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are now chatting not only with Dan Oliver, but also with Glenn Downs. Going to talk about a political subject, and that political subject right now is Hillary Clinton. She's clearly the front runner for the office, which we will decide in 2016. But the question is she Teflon or is she paper thin? And I'm thinking that this email scandal could hurt her badly. It could really bring somebody like Martin O'Malley into the picture. From what I know about Mr. O'Malley, Governor O'Malley, I'd have to say, from what I know about him, I would not like to see him as the President of the United States, only because I don't like his stance on things like gun control and same-sex marriage and, you know, right to life, et cetera, et cetera. Then we also, of course, have Elizabeth Warren, and I have to say that my personal exposure to Elizabeth Warren has been certainly positive, but I don't think I could ever vote for a Democrat. Having said that, let me turn it over to you, Glenn, and why don't you take us away on this one?
Well, Al, it's always dangerous to ask a Republican about the internal machinations of the Democratic Party, but I'll take a crack at it. One of the things that has come to light here in the last couple of days after this disclosure about Mrs. Clinton having used her personal email accounts to conduct a public business is that Congressman Trey Gowdy, who's the chairman of this Benghazi Select Committee, is now subpoenaing her private email records, which no one knew existed before. So that's one line of investigation where a lot of things might come to light. You know, the news media obviously is going to do what they can to minimize this and sweep this under the rug. But that's one possible line of inquiry that might really yield some really big surprises. But secondly, and I'm not sure who would do the prosecuting in this post-constitutional America. You can't really expect Eric Holder to do very much. But General Petraeus was just lightly sentenced to prison time for having done essentially the same thing, for having used a private email account to share public information with a woman who turned out to be his paramour, but the crime that he was convicted of was not having a sexual relationship outside of his marriage. It was sharing secured information through unauthorized people and through unauthorized means. The way that the whole Hillary Clinton email scandal, such as it is, became unearthed was because I think it was a Romanian hacker found the accounts. And that's precisely why secretaries of state and other people that are trusted with government secrets are not supposed to be conducting their communication through non-secure outside the chain of command or outside the paper trail, the electronic paper trail process is not just for the public records laws, but also for, so that you can't have hackers. And if a Romanian hacker has Hillary Clinton's email account and records, you know the Mossad does, you know that the Russian secret police do, you know the Chinese do. So who knows what secrets she may have divulged to this country's potential adversaries in her quest to keep her communications private for her own political purposes.
Dan, I want to bring you into this conversation with the question really revolving around the fact that the election is still a little ways away, well over a year away. And we all know how these elections go with all kinds of different slander campaigns and all these different rumors being brought up. I know this is just going to be the first of many. So do you think that this will even resonate to the end of the election or even have an impact as we get closer?
Well, yeah, I mean, this might be the first of many, but it's also the one that will keep on giving. I mean, you not only have the congressional investigations, but my understanding is that there were some Freedom of Information Act lawsuits which you did not respond to, given the fact that these emails are private. And so those will go back to courts, and you have multiple lawsuits on that basis. So I think that then you'll have rulings of those lawsuits, and you'll have developments, and the State Department's going to release them in a drip-drip fashion, perhaps. So I think that the news surrounding this scandal will drip out over the next several months, and that will be very harmful to her. But as I think what the real damage that's been done to her is that last time she ran, she was also inevitable. That's how you begin the segment. She is inevitable, yes, at the moment she seems to be, but how much staying power does she have? And it turned out last time, not much, right? Some unknown guy won because people didn't like her so much that they were willing to support the first guy who came along and challenged her. And so at the moment, everyone's afraid of Hillary on the left because she controls the party, she controls the money, and she seems so inevitable. But I think that people are reminded by this episode about what a lousy candidate she is once she gets in front of the public, once she starts debating, once she starts getting into the difficulties of campaigning. And so I think what it does is it creates a condition whereby the Democrats will be even more eager to try to find anyone else to take the lead over from her. And that, I think, is very damaging to her, because I think the real threat, if you're the front runner like this, is to lose momentum. Once you start to lose momentum, you just can't get it back, which is what she discovered last time. And I suspect that that's what is going to happen to her again. I mean, O'Malley, who'd ever heard of him? A few months ago, and all of a sudden now he's in the Drudge Report. He's sort of the guy that people are looking at. I'm not saying he's the guy, but I suspect that the more senior people in the Democratic Party, the money brokers, are probably actively looking around and trying to figure out who can be the Obama this time to take the torch away from her.
I think the time is absolutely ripe for the Republicans, but the Republicans are simply not taking advantage of it. You know, you've got four or five guys in there who are front runners right now. Each and every one of them has baggage, for lack of better terms. I'd love to see a really popular conservative get on the ticket and beat the Democrats, as we did in the last election when we got control of the House and the Senate. Having said that, I'm not sure what we've done with it, but to this moment in time, but we don't really seem to have anybody, do we, Glenn?
Well, Big Al, one of the problems is, you think back to 1976 when Ronald Reagan had managed to come very close to running against the establishment and came very close to getting the GOP nomination. He first came out of the chute, he lost four or five primaries in a row and then upset Gerald Ford in North Carolina and then was able to kind of live off the land. And you would move through the process, and you'd win. And then if you had a good week, you could go out and raise some more money and compete the next week. Now the process has gotten very, very front-loaded. It is, if you can't see where the money, where it used to be, where about $20 or $25 million was going to come from before you ever got into the race, you didn't have a chance. Now, in this post-Citizens United world, $25 million is chump change. Jeb Bush, as a matter of fact, just the Jeb Bush campaign just sent an email to their potential high-dollar donors asking them not to please give more than $1 million yet because it looked bad. We're talking about, you know, campaigns that are, you know, literally hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars now. And so if you have a potentially popular senator or member of Congress or a small state governor who just is not well known and is going to have to fight through the media complex to make their case, the only way they're going to be able to, if they can't show that they can prosecute a campaign to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars before they ever start, they don't have a chance. So it becomes the process selects who these people are rather than the people selecting who's, if they themselves want to offer themselves up. It's not a good development as far as I'm concerned.
Just mind-blowing to me how much money is spent on these campaigns. I think one day we're eventually going to get to the time when a political commercial costs more than a Super Bowl commercial. To me, that just makes absolutely no sense because it should be about the policies, not about the people backing the candidates. And I know, Al, you definitely are hooked in and listen to pretty much everything that goes out there in the political scene. And I wouldn't say that you're persuaded by all this political noise and media noise, but the fact of the matter is a lot of other people are.
Yeah, a lot of other people are. A lot of people don't have the luxury that, for example, that you and I do to, you know, to have folks like Dan Oliver and Glenn Downs and Congressman Walter Jones and Jeff Deist and Ron Paul and other people on our show. And so they don't really look beyond. They're so tied up in their, in the daily world called survival that they really kind of don't look at the total picture. And unfortunately, that's the way the political process is in the United States right now. People are just, for whatever reason, they just don't have the time or the wherewithal to really, really look at situations. I mean, I think a great example of that is that I think if people really knew what they were getting in Barack Obama back in 2008, he would have never gotten elected. But it is what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.